Today on the On.NET show, we're going to be looking at VB in .NET 5, and we're going to be using Windows Forms for all of our demos, including Windows 10 APIs. Check it out. Hey, welcome to another episode of the On.NET show. Today we're going to be talking about VB in .NET 5 with Mary and Klaus. Welcome to the show. And how about you introduce yourself and we'll get into the topic. Mary first.
I'm Mary McGaw. I'm the engineering lead for WinForms, the Windows Forms team. I've been working in the .NET team for more years than I care to count.
Awesome. And Klaus?
Yeah, my name is Klaus Löffelmann. I'm working also on the WinForms team as an engineer, and I'm dealing primarily with the new core designer, with data binding, and also with everything around Visual Basic.
Great. So how about we talk a little bit first about, you know, you both said you're from the Windows Forms team and not the VB team. So what's the relationship between Windows Forms and VB and you know, why you care so much and why you're presenting this topic?
Well, we know that a lot of customers were really excited when Windows Forms went to .NET Core and we started seeing a lot of migration, but we didn't have support for Visual Basic .NET. And our the information that we get shows that VB customers make up a large proportion of the WinForms customers. So we knew we were leaving them out, and we didn't want to leave them out anymore. So we added that capability in .NET 5.
Makes sense. Go ahead.
I'd like to add to that. We don't need to forget that that Visual Basic handles a couple of things really differently than C# and especially in WinForms. For example, when it comes to hooking up events and stuff like that. So it's not that we're getting Visual Basic out of the box when we implement all the C# features. There's really dedicated work to do, and this is what we're doing actually.
Could you talk about some of that to help people understand what it is you're talking about concretely?
Sure. So first, classically, a big challenge for us when we're writing or rewriting actually the core designer is in C#, when you are hooking up events like a mouse click event or something like that, then everything goes into code that's hosted in initialized component in WinForms classically. In Visual Basic, that's completely differently from C#. We don't use add handler in Visual Basic. We have the handles clause, and the handles clause is something that is on the actual method that handles the event. So that is completely different from C#, and it just has to be addressed differently in the designer. And it's a huge challenge to do that. The other thing is that Visual Basic has the application framework, so a supporting API for a couple of things that are tailored to the Visual Basic audience, and also that needs a lot of work around the project designer. So when you do your when you call the properties of your project, so these are the big differences.
Right. So what I hear you saying is, there is an idiomatic difference between C# and VB as it relates to WinForms. The C# one, we kind of it's to some degree the default because it's actually to a large degree less flavored, if you will. Yeah. And we added the flavoring for VB now. What about Mai? That's one of the things that is like people think of when they think about VB. Where are we at with that? Mai dot.
We have support for that, but classically, not everything in the my namespace that was supported in the framework is supported now. But this is also something where we actually want to have feedback from Visual Basic developers. What do you need, and what do you think is missing? And that's something that we are looking at for .NET 6 or for further for oncoming versions. So the support is there, but it's definitely not there completely at the moment.
Okay. So what are you going to show us today?
Okay, so I have two demos today, and I want to start with one sample app our VB PM Kathleen and I had demoed on the .NET Conf talk. So that one I demo very briefly, but folks should definitely find that one on YouTube and take a look. I really think it's worth it. It's easy to find. Just search for Visual Basic and .NET 5 on YouTube, and it will be at the top of the search results. So I would use this demo to show two things, the basic work that we did in the runtime to support VB, and then what I think is really important, namely, why it does so totally make sense to migrate from framework to .NET 5 for VB apps. So with that, let me start the first app, which the first demo, which is actually two apps. And then let me start the next instance here.
Okay, so this is kind of a framework compared to core demo.
Exactly. So both of them. So two things here. When you see those apps next to each other, then you immediately see a difference. So while framework is kind of blurry, the .NET 5 app is kind of crisp clear. And the reason for that is that we use a real high quality DPI mode by default in .NET 5 for WinForms. And we also have a lot of improvements in that area. It's not only that, we also now support, as I said before, the application framework for WinForms apps in .NET 5. And in that area, we also extended the functionality. And this is what I want to show here.
Looks like I got the branding a tiny bit wrong. So it's .NET 5.0, not .NET Framework 5.0.
Oh, okay. You mean in the title of the
yeah,
app?
Yeah. Oh, just so, okay, just so people don't take away the wrong thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the typo. Yeah, it's important to know, and still people get confused by it. So when we're talking about framework, then we're talking about the versions up to 4.8. And when we're talking about .NET, then we're actually talking about what was used to be called .NET Core, and which is still, I think, Core in up to 3.1. But that's, yeah, for clarification, absolute correct. The one is .NET 5, the other one is .NET Framework. So this is something that we did just as an example. In VB, we know, in contrast to C#, the so-called application events. And .NET 5 apps in VB have now a very easy way to determine the high DPI mode, which I want to use for my app. So exactly like for the other application events, I think, which existed in VB like forever, I now have, in addition, this apply high DPI mode in VB to exactly that, just with a line of code. And I can easily pick at the beginning what kind of high DPI mode I want to have. So this is one example just for the eye candy part, so to say. But what's probably more important is this enough to migrate a big VB app from framework to .NET? And well, if that is not enough, then let me show you something that most likely makes it enough. So because when we know going to start the apps, and let me start with the with this one. Shortly, what does these apps do? So my wife is a photographer, and she has a lot of photos. And over the years, we really have a lot of redundant backups. Let me put it that way. So this app just crawls through a drive or through a directory and just finds the duplicate files. Now, I need to have the start button here. So let me start that with framework 4.8. And while this runs, Mary, we can probably talk about a little bit about the improvements we just recently made in the WinForms designer for Visual Studio 16.10. So if we take a look at how fast that went, then we see it's like 29 seconds to crawl the whole drive and find the duplicate files here. So now when we do the same thing with a .NET 5 app, And I like to point out the source code for those two apps are exactly the same. We're just targeting a different framework. There's nothing redundant in terms of code. The only thing is that we, in this .NET 5 app, we can use features of .NET 5 that are not existing in .NET 4.8, or in framework 4.8, I'd like to say. And this is what the results are. So we have 29 seconds runtime in framework, and we have 18 seconds in .NET Core with the exact same code. And I think this is one of the really the big motivational reasons to migrate your app from framework to .NET 5.
We've done a lot of performance work in .NET 5 just directly within WinForms, especially around painting and allocations of memory. So by just a migration to .NET 4, .NET 5, excuse me, you're going to wind up getting performance increases with no code changes.
We always like to tell that story.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah.
That looks really good. So, like with this particular change, you know, it's almost getting close to half the time. Would you say that was a result, like a combination of these WinForms painting improvements, but also I assume there's some file IO API differences as well?
Yeah, it's a mixture of both. So you cannot really, you know, tell apart what the exact reason for the improvement is, but it's certainly around the file crawling. There have been made in the .NET runtime a lot of improvements. We also have functionality for that we did not have before, so we can just use, so to say, the high performance version now of a file crawler, and there are countless other samples where I can use things in .NET that are simply not existing in framework. But also painting and refreshing of controls, all of those things have been improved. And it's just the sum of all the things that makes, in the end, up for a lot of improvements here.
OK, that looks good. Yeah, do you have anything else to show us?
Yes, actually, I have a second thing, and I think that's equally impressive or cool for VB developers. So this sample is something that I developed, and I want to show here a device. I want to, you know, hold quickly into the camera. This is my old Surface 3. Mm-hmm. So this is a device which is like, I would say, 5-6 years old, from 2015. And while this is certainly not the fastest machine on the planet, it has something cool, because back then I got the LTE version of that device. And when you buy an LTE version, then it's very likely that the machine comes with geolocation sensor, and of course those tablets have all kinds of sensors, for example, and a calorimeter, which you can see in action already when you move that with that tablet around. Now, the cool thing is that I can use now the Windows 10 APIs for the sensors in VB with .NET 5. And that's really, really easy. So if we take a look at the project file, then we have this this special version for the target framework. And here I say that my app not only should use Windows as my target, which could then be Windows 7, Windows 8, or Windows 10. No, this is now the specific Windows 10 version I'm targeting. And when I do that, I get access to all that Windows 10 goodness. And when we take a look now at the main code, then you see that I can, in VB, just easily access things like the geolocator and the the thing that I cannot pronounce, the accelerometer.
Accelerometer.
Exactly. And so, yeah, this is something that to me is really cool. So now the problem is when we're stationary like this, and talking from our desks, then it's not really, you know, fun to see that in action, because you do not really see something. So I pre-recorded a little video which I like to show, and let me run this. So this is the surface that is in my car. Let me mute. Yeah, that's in my car, and my wife is filming it with the iPhone, and now we're just driving along, and now you see I'm just getting the data from the two sensors. I avoid pronouncing the words. And then and while we're driving, while we're like, you know, going fast and braking, you can see that the sensors are just, you know, giving the response. And also what I'm doing when I'm reaching the intersection over there, then I'm going ahead and start the position recording so that in the list view on the top of the screen, you will see that when I do that the recording of the position just starts by, you know, setting saving the latitude and the longitude for the positions that I'm at, and then I can at one point I can just, you know, click into the list view, and then also we have for Visual Basic developers now the new WebView 2 control which I use here. And it's just a simple thing then to have Bing Maps here and update the URL with the coordinates, and then, you know, show the position where I am. So yeah, this is I think a really cool mm-hmm. app, and it's not only for show. I have to say, because there's so many professional business apps, line of business apps. That are, you know, used in fleet management or with time tracking, and all those apps can profit from that. It's just an easy way to upgrade them and make use of that sensors. And this is really just one example. The APIs in Windows 10 that I can use from Visual Basic are really, really huge.
Awesome. Right. So I think the thing you were saying is that this scenario wasn't possible before. And it's now easy. We've gone from not possible to easy.
In fairness, it was possible before, but it was really, you know, a big effort to do that. But now it's just a line of code where we target the Windows 10, and then we can just use it as it was, you know, there to begin with.
No big deal. Okay. Well, those were two awesome demos. I think they really start to show the improvements that we've made and why people should consider moving to .NET 5. And also, like, the big underlying statement clearly is that VB users are supported. You know, we're enabling them on .NET 5. So maybe you folks want to kind of close with just a few words, maybe Klaus and then Mary.
Well, yes. So I think we will see a lot of more things around Visual Basic. It's not particular that we will extend the language itself so much, but certainly we will make sure that the ecosystem, that Visual Basic will have the ability to use all what we're doing around the ecosystem that Visual Basic typically runs in. And I think that's the really important point.
Awesome.
We will take good care of VB developers, especially in WinForms.
Mary?
Absolutely. We're really excited with the changes that have already been put in for VB.NET and for VB.NET users. And we are looking forward to helping more and more developers migrate to .NET rather than staying on .NET framework, so that you can take advantage of accessibility, you can take advantage of performance, you can take advantage of new devices. It's all there for the VB customer.
Right. And you know, that's also what our team is most focused on. And we want people to be able to, you know, enjoy the fruits of that labor. Okay, well, thanks, Mary and Klaus, for being on the show and sharing these improvements with us. So this has been another episode of the On.NET Show. And thanks for watching. And I hope you like the improvements you've seen. Take care.